With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump addressing a huge crowd in Pennsylvania today.
No tax on tips also, as you know, and no tax for all different groups we're covering, right? And no tax on overtime. So if you work overtime, that's been the big sleeper. And you know another good one, I think something that's going to be really good is you can fully deduct your interest payments when you buy a car.
At a McDonald's in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, Mr. Trump introducing himself to the franchise owner in an effort to make fun of Kamala Harris' statements that she worked at a McDonald's when she went to college.
I'm looking for a job, and I've always wanted to work at McDonald's, but I never did. I'm running against somebody that said she did, but it turned out to be a totally phony story. So, if you don't mind, I want to work the French fry counter.
And later in the day, he did just that. Also, at SRNNews.com, Hurricane Oscar making landfall in the Bahamas. National Hurricane Center says it is expected to be a very dangerous storm, likely to hit eastern Cuba later Tuesday. Heavy flooding in Sicily and a lot of dead.
Heavy rain lashed the Italian island of Sicily on Saturday, causing flooding and landslides. The Licata River near Agrigento flooded after the Salso River burst its banks. Firefighters used a helicopter to rescue residents who climbed onto their roofs to escape the rising floodwaters. In Enna, a cliff collapsed, sending large boulders tumbling onto the main road leading to the city. Schools, public gardens and cemeteries were closed in various towns and villages across the island. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is SRN News. It is getting much harder these days to be a Christian in the United Kingdom.
Hostility toward believers is on the rise, with hundreds of cases of people suffering job loss and sometimes even physical assaults for their faith. A new report from the Commission of Inquiry into Discrimination Against Christians finds that the faithful are apt to take a lot of flack for expressing opinions that used to be commonly held just a few decades ago. The commission says many people interviewed for the report insisted on remaining anonymous for fear of backlash just for participating. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. signing a law expanding Muslim courts in the country. Christians expressing concern. In the Philippines, where the vast majority of the population is Christian, one pastor says we respect the need for Islamic law for our Muslim brothers, but we need to ensure this does not create a legal divide. This is SRN News. It has California authorities as well as the United States Air Force involved. SpaceX has filed a lawsuit against a California agency this week after the body rejected a proposal to increase the company's launches from the state's coastline at 50 per year.
The California Coastal Commission made its decision despite the U.S. Air Force endorsing the plan on the grounds that more launches of Starlink and Starshield, the defense-focused unit, are critical to national security. In the lawsuit, SpaceX says that the commission engaged in, quote, naked political discrimination when some commissioners cited the political activity of CEO Elon Musk while also trying to unlawfully regulate federal agency activities. Akash Tuguli, Vice President of Americans for Prosperity, told the Salem Radio Network that the California Coastal Commission is practicing socialism.
It should be terrifying to any American who even somewhat believes in free markets, free enterprise, and the concept of private companies.
Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.